In the soft light of early morning, a kettle begins to sing in a quiet kitchen, and you, Edmund D. Reynaud, feel that gentle call to tend what matters before the day races on. This week asks for that same kind of care: steady heat, simple attention, a hand on the handle before anything boils over. Let the kitchen be your cue to check in with feelings. Name one need and set today's tone with kindness toward yourself and the people closest to you. Edmund, emotional care leads the way, and the main caution is reacting too fast. The headline is Moon Opposition Moon, which means the current moon sits across from your birth moon, highlighting emotional mirrors and tug-of-war feelings. You're brave and honest, and your courage shows. Keep that warmth and let patience catch up to your fire, so conversations build trust rather than sparks. As a Sagittarius sun, your core purpose and identity. With an Aries moon, your emotional habits and comfort needs. You thrive when vision meets bold voice. And this week, the focus is relationships, especially with one close collaborator at work or a partner at home. Try one clear step first, then the bigger leap, and consider using your Sagittarian gift for long-term goals with small milestones while your Aries heart practices mindful listening so assertiveness stays kind and effective, like keeping that kettle on a low. Steady flame while you decide what to pour. Your strength is leadership through optimism, and your edge is pacing and tone. Start small today. Before a key conversation, write one sentence about what you want the relationship to feel like. And from there, choose tone and timing so you feel steady and heard while also leaving room for their story. Think of the morning kettle again, because timing matters and a watchful presence keeps things from boiling. One simple practice this week is to pause for one breath before you speak your most important sentence. If you want a single anchor, try asking, "What do I need to feel safe enough to be honest today?" Each night, jot one or two lines about how the day's conversations felt and what helped you stay kind and clear. Let inspiration lift you, but stay grounded. Avoid rushing ahead without a simple plan you can keep tomorrow. Carry this line as you go: "I move with care, I speak with courage, and I listen all the way through."